As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, good morning, Karen Gregerson with the Farmers Bank.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for calling in this morning.
So you doing all right? You doing all right, Dan? Good. Good.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Yeah.
So
we've kind of adopted a theme. You know, I think at the beginning we all thought this was going to blow over pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've kind of adopted a theme. It's nothing we made up. It's a quote. Life is not about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
There so you go. That's what we've been trying to do.
Make the most of your situation, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have you guys made any more changes to what you were doing as far as letting people in the bank and as far as people using Drive Up and so on?
We have not. We really are following the governor's plan. And since he's kind of held everything steady, that's what we're doing. It's business as usual with 100% of our services available digitally through the drive-through or in the lobby, and we are encouraging appointments if you want to see somebody. That way you don't have to wait, and we can, you know, be sure to let you know what you need to bring in with you to make the best use of your time. So we also have continued with just having the one door open. The Walnut Street entrance is the preferred entrance at this time. And when the governor moves us to the next stage, we can evaluate opening the Clinton Street entrance as well.
You know, we were talking the last time you were on about this, and the fact, you know, Walnut Street entrance has got better parking than the one on Clinton Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, it seems like it's, you know, and I haven't used it yet, but I have in the past a little bit. But, you know, it seems like it's doing very well for you.
It is. We've not had an issue with not having sufficient parking. Our customers who have mobility issues find it's a shorter walk for them because we have adequate handicap parking. So, it's working out pretty well.
So, and I take it, you know, what is it going to, even if we get to go up to 5, you know, you think you might open up to Clinton Street, or are you just going to just keep it closed and keep things as is for a while?
You know, when we get to the point where we're not requiring masks as a state, then we will not have to have quite the rigors of, you know, checking people before they come in. And I think that will be an opportunity to open up our Clinton Street office.
That may be a while.
Clinton Street door. It may be a while.
So how's it?
And, you know, I would expect people will, after masks are no longer mandatory, there are several people who will prefer to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
And we will adapt to that as well.
So, but, you know, and the thing of it is that we have to be fluid, and this is something you have to do. You got to be ready to change on a dime in this situation.
That's what we're finding out, yeah.
And it gets kind of tedious and kind of hard to do that at times, though, too.
I don't think we're wired to be shifting gears and changing course and direction every other day. It creates stress. I know our parents of school-age children are under very difficult times right now, and we're paying close attention to that and looking at how we need to adapt to accommodate their needs as well. It's been a bit stressful for our parents and I'm sure the teachers and everybody in the schools as well.
You've got a shred day coming up in the next month or two. You're going to keep it out. You'll keep it in the what part of the state you're going to keep that in?
I think we have one in Lebanon. It might be this week.
Right, that is.
It's a Saturday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about the one here in town that I like to use. Those things are very good. I like those things.
We like offering that. I think we're scheduled for October.
I think so, too.
And I don't have that date off the top of my head. I'll be prepared for our next call, though. And right now, we've been able to do that successfully on a smaller scale. We had that at Rossville and Lebanon and Sheridan.
Right.
And we're hoping that we can also be successful in doing that in a safe way for our community as well as our employees in October.
You know, and the thing of it is, for those who don't think a shred day is worth it, I guarantee you it is worth it because you can't keep all the clutter around. It's kind of nice to open things up and just kind of see what you do and don't have.
Right, and in the element of protecting your personal information. I mean, we have people bringing in their bank statements, investment statements, and it goes straight into the shred truck. It doesn't sit around. It goes straight into the shred truck. So we're happy to provide that service.
Okay. Are we missing anything? Is there anything you want to talk about before I let you go?
Just two quick things. I talked about how we're learning to dance in the rain. We at the Farmers Bank have two employee celebrations a year. And last week, we had our first ever virtual celebration with all 128 employees.
Mm.
And we used Mulberry Telecommunications to help us with the telecommunications aspect of that. And we had some fun times laughing, and that provided some great stress relief for our employees. So that's one way we're learning to dance in the rain. So I just wanted to share that. Mm. And if anybody else is thinking about how they can get all their employees together, I'd be glad to talk with them about what we did. And it was very effective.
Okay.
Karen. And the last thing is we had some people call in. You might have noticed we had a health RV in our parking lot the last 2 days. And we actually had some customers call in wanting to know how to get the appointment to that. Well, that was for our employee health screenings that we do annually. So if you're wondering what was that very colorful RV in our parking lot yesterday and the day before, it was for our employee health screening.
Yeah, a couple people asked me on Facebook, Karen. I said, I don't know. It certainly got your attention.
Yeah, it's making me think if there's a great need for some kind of mobile health services.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I might be looking to partner with our local health communities and see if there's something that we can do.
Yeah, but, great idea.
Yeah, I think so, too. It never occurred to me. But, so anyway, that's what that was all about.
All right. Okay. Well, you keep dancing in the rain and have a great
all
weekend.
Right. Yeah, I think we need to do a rain dance. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, me and Ken will do that at the break here.
Okay, let's do that for us.
Right.
And be sure to video it.
Thank you, Karen.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you,
thanks, Karen. Take care.